When power went out to some 500,000 Mainers after the October windstorm, another system went down too. Central Maine Power's $200 million smart grid communications network that, among other things, was supposed to improve outage communications and storm recovery. Fred Bever has more.
About 7 years ago, CMP started installing new smart meters on more than 600,000 Maine homes and businesses as part of its Advanced Metering Infrastructure Program. With roughly half of the AMI to be funded through a federal grant and half by customers, state regulators approved the investment because it promised a host of money-saving and other benefits. Those included automated meter readings, saving money on human meter readers and on gas for their trucks, and it would help CMP remotely track outages while sending automated texts or emails to customers about expected restoration times. And through the early innings of the windstorm that swept the state late on Sunday, October 29th, CMP officials say the meters did their duty, accurately charting the climb in outages up to some 400,000 customers through that Monday morning. And then at midday, the AMI system stopped reporting.
About 12 o'clock, 11:57. Yeah, it just sort of flatlined. It stopped climbing, and it was pretty clear we weren't getting any more information from it.
CMP spokesman John Carroll says that as utility poles went down in the storm, it wasn't just power lines that got taken out. So did radio transmitters for the wireless smart grid mesh that were installed at the top of the poles. Meters themselves lost power, and over time, battery backup power for some components was drained as well. By Tuesday, the network's performance was down by more than half.
So we were blind in a way we hadn't been in a very long time, and in a way we hadn't experienced. So we don't really see it in any way as a failure of the system. It's certainly a learning, something we recognize. We'd never seen it crash before.
CMP's customer communication systems were significantly degraded, with customers reporting inaccurate and spotty outage information and restoration estimates on the company's website, through the smart meter web portal, and via email or text messages. But CMP officials say it did not slow the actual storm response. Sarah Burns is CMP's CEO.
Having 405,000 smart meters not talking to us while they had no power doesn't change how we manage a storm.
Burns says the smart meter system has proven a valuable tool in managing the response to smaller outages. But this time, she adds, just as would have happened in any big and damaging storm, and whether or not the smart meter network was functioning, the company relied on traditional tools to assess damage and prioritize the response. Calls from customers, automated calls to customers, staff field reports and meter checks. Choices were made, trucks rolled, and crews got to work in what officials say proved to be the most widespread outages seen in the company's 118-year history. As poles were repaired, lines re-energized, and electric service restored, the smart meter network started to come back too. By November 5th, CMP's advanced metering infrastructure was 95% functional, and it's at 100% today. But CMP's critics are far from ready to dismiss the vulnerabilities the storm revealed.
Well, this was a colossal system failure.
Representative Seth Berry, a Bodenham Democrat, co-chairs the legislature's Committee on Energy, Utilities, and Technology.
It was a total and until now unrevealed failure of a system that CMP used to increase profits to its foreign shareholders and to lay off mainline workers and meter readers. And importantly, it was costly to ratepayers because just like we paid for AMI in the first place with interest, Maine residents and businesses are on the hook for the vast majority of these cleanup costs with interest.
Berry is spearheading a legislative inquiry into the storm response by both CMP and AMERA. The AMI system's non-performance and whether that took staff away from other critical tasks will be scrutinized, Berry says. And even before that gets going, the state's Public Utilities Commission next week formally opens its inquiry into the storm response. As part of that, the state's public advocate, Barry Hobbins, says he is hiring a forensic investigator to document in detail how the response was managed. Hobbins, who has been briefed by CMP officials, cautions that it's too early to draw any conclusions about what went right or wrong.
There was obviously a significant event that occurred that showed that the system failed. I am of hope that this is one of the issues that will be brought into the forefront to make sure that our smart meters stay smart and don't turn dumb when they're not in operation.
All stakeholders can be expected to consider ways to fortify the smart meter system. CMP's Sarah Burns says there should be relatively inexpensive ways to do it.
We probably should put more solar panels up to strengthen some of our equipment. We might move some of our equipment onto towers that already have generators, or we might put out generators. In the end, no matter what, every customer who lost power, we lose the meter.
Many CMP customers are contending with one more effect of that loss. After almost 7 years of automatic meter readings, CMP has had to estimate bills for the period when the smart meters were down. And that means customers are being charged based on the amount of energy they used during the same billing cycle last year. That estimate, of course, does not account for the period when customers were without power this year. CMP says any overpayments are being trued up and credited in the following billing cycle. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.